I could hardly believe my ears a moment ago when I was listening to KFGO News, and so we asked Paul Juergens to come in, who has evidently been following this story. Now, we heard a story. Was this out of Sargent County? I first heard the name of the sheriff, Travis Paper. He's upset with the county. Okay, tell us the story as you know it.
Well, he's upset with some members of the county commission. Sargent County is to our southwest. Foreman is a county seat. He's upset with some commissioners and the state's attorney, I presume. What happened was last Wednesday, I believe, some county commissioners were on a road tour along with a couple of engineers, some state DOT employees, and they were looking at some road repairs that had been made in the county, some federally funded repairs, water-related, whatever the repairs may have been, and they were out on a tour. And looking over some of the repairs and you know, seeing how things went. And they saw, somebody saw one of the county road graders parked on a road, stopped. And so they thought that was a little unusual that there was that grader there and approached the equipment. And they found one of their operators in the cab. And he, according to nobody is disputing, I guess, that the people I've talked to, that he was drunk and he was passed out.
And had he been operating the grader as far as you know?
Yeah, we've gotten there from the shop somehow. And so we first learned of this midweek or late last week. And I've been in touch with the state's attorney a number of times, Lyle Bope, Sheriff Paper, and I guess I've spoken to three of the five Sargent County commissioners about this via email, via phone, and everybody essentially confirms the account that he was had been running this equipment, certainly at some point, and he was passed out.
Well, if he was in the vicinity of or in the grader, that would at the least be physical control, whether he's operating it or not, but nobody knows. Nothing can be proved. Is that right? Because this is after the fact. What has become of the operator?
He was confronted with the allegations. He was actually given a ride home by the county road superintendent, I understand, and made sure that he was taken care of because he was intoxicated. The state's attorney was contacted by someone on the tour, maybe more than one person, told what had happened, and the decision was made, I guess, to give the employee a ride home. Sheriff Paper's upset because he believes that his office should have been contacted, or maybe the highway patrol in that area should have been contacted. Here's someone on a public road in a multi-ton vehicle, I would guess, a road grader that has been drinking, and that's not what happened. He was given a ride home.
You know, Jergy, something that just went through my mind as I was talking to you about this is that there indeed could have been a grave danger not only to the driver of that road grader, but perhaps to oncoming traffic or maybe damage to that valuable piece of equipment as well.
Possibly.
I mean, that certainly has to be a consideration. Why? So they just took him home. Now, and the state's attorney was aware of it.
He was contacted, yes. And he's been upfront with me about it. He was. Commissioner Wyam, Steve Wyam, who I spoke to today, said that as the county's top law enforcement officer, as the state's attorney is considered, above the sheriff, he decided how it should be handled, and Commissioner Wyam didn't want to comment any further. He said that's what our state's attorney is elected, and that's his decision is his decision, and we trust his judgment on how this was handled. The operator did resign before he was likely terminated because State's Attorney Bope said that he was probably going to be fired.
So four county commissioners in Sargent County.
There were three in one vehicle, I believe. There was a commissioner that was in another vehicle at one point and was not there when the discovery was made. And then we had some DOT people along on the tour as well.
Okay. And the state's attorney were all aware of it. And the sheriff thinks that he should have been consulted. Indeed, I can see his point there. But is it all over now, or are you is there anything else that could be done now that the guy's resigned? And is it over? Is it just washed? Everybody wash their hands of it?
I don't know what else could be done. The person's no longer employed by the county. There was no breath test. There was no. He can't be charged at this point with anything. So I would guess that this is probably the end of it. I think there might be some friction between
state's attorney, the sheriff's office,
possibly,
and the county commission.
Perhaps
the county commission's throwing it over onto the state's attorney from just what you described.
Well, that he made the decision, and one commissioner told me on Friday, I guess I talked to a commissioner, one of the commissioners, and he said, I said, do you think that there was some sort of a cover up here? And he said, well, no, I don't think there was any conscious cover up. It's just how we decided to handle it. And that's, we trust our state's attorney. He was called, and that's how they decided to handle it. So I guess people can make up their own mind.
Well,
we just report and people can decide there. But certainly the sheriff is not happy about how it was handled. He thought he should have been contacted, or the highway patrol, and there should have been sobriety tests, breath tests, something.
Now, you hang around here. Dennis wants to talk about this. Maybe he wants to know about statements of fact in regards to this, but as far as opinions go, Paul Juergens is being a newsman here. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on KFGO.
Yeah, they said they're not sure what actually went on. Well, is somebody suggesting that somebody else drove that thing out there and that guy went and walked to get it?
No, there's no, 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 sir, there's no... No, they believe that he had been driving that and drinking,
and he didn't deny any of those allegations and resign.
I don't know that. I haven't spoken to the former county employee, but there's no allegation that he had gotten in it and somebody else had been driving. No, they essentially admit that he had been operating.
Yeah, so he should be charged with DUI.
Well, it's too late.
They can't.
Why is it too late?
It happened last Wednesday, and they took him home
and
tucked him in.
So if I go out and get drunk tonight and somebody takes me home like that, I'm okay then?
Well, if you...
that's strange. Well, that was a cover-up.
I tell you what, if a bunch of county commissioners and the DOT officials knew about it and the state's attorney and they tuck you in bed, that's
a problem.
That's kind of what happened, Dennis, just from what appears here.
Dennis, thank you. How did the grader get back? Did you guys mention how it got back to the garage?
I assume that somebody else with the county road department
took
it back in.
One of the commissioners or one of the DOT employees,
I'm sure it was somebody with the county highway department took it back.
Did they just leave it there?
Took it back to the shop.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Cool.
County commissioner would be qualified to drive a road grader, but so that's the story.
That's quite a story out of Sargent County.
Wow.
Wow.
But I will say that the sheriff has been forthright, Travis Paper, and the state's attorney, Bulp. I've talked to him a number of times, and last week when I first talked to the state's attorney about what I had heard, and I essentially recited what I'd heard, and he said, well, I think you got it about right. And I've talked to him since then, and it was his call. So,
thank you. Paul Juergens on KFG. Give me an O.